This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Countdown, the talk radio, not just any countdown. This is the talk radio countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen, here to welcome you all in and bring to you, at his own behest, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here to find, I have a new slogan, it's probably not new, probably been used by other people, getting at truth decay. Michael, we're finding the truth.
Yeah. Truth decay.
Like that?
Yeah, that's sort of like the opposite of truthiness.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I think it was that George W. Bush said truthiness, something like that.
Yeah, he was the decider also, wasn't he? And he was
a lot of deciders. Yeah, a lot of deciders.
Yes, yeah. And you happen to be the decider of Talkers Magazine, along with your staff.
I got a very opinionated staff. So
have you really? Oh, that's good.
Oh, definitely. I'm one of the deciders.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
be on the top. As long as you're on the top of the deciding pole.
Well, this is where the buck stops. I don't know if I'm on the top, but I'm the one who I get the credit and I get the blame. So we're particularly careful.
Which are we doing today? Credit or blame?
Well, we'll find out. The day is young.
Yes, it is. Right.
So U.S.-Iran relations is like the only topic on the top ten that is not directly connected to.
And there is a connection, sort of, because the Iranians have a big problem with the virus, and they're not talking about it in truthful terms any more than the Chinese are. So there's kind of that element.
A little bit. Yeah, well, the virus element is everything, because the thing that's so mind-boggling about this, Doug, is that it's all over the world.
Yes, it is.
All over the world. Think about that. We talk about how we're going to correct it by dealing with, you know, states and cities and the nation, but the whole world is full of this. We have to clean the world up of this coronavirus, or everybody is in danger of it, as evidenced by how quickly it spread and became what we call a pandemic. But at number 10, we have U.S.-Iran relations. At number 9, we have celebrities with COVID-19. There's always that discussion. At number 8, three-way tie, education, race relations, and climate change, and they're all tied into the coronavirus. Education, it's becoming a debate as to how the heck are we going to go forward with education when the schools are closed.
Yeah.
You know, what do you do with a sixth grader? Do you make him a seventh grader? Do you make him repeat sixth grade? Do you make him sixth and a half grade? Race relations, there's a disparity in terms of statistics between black and white. And climate change, people are concerned about how climate change is going to impact this pandemic and future pandemics.
It's affected the world. The world is a much cleaner place because of this in many respects, many different respects, actually.
That's true, too. The blue skies and air pollution is down, and it further illustrates or underscores the proposition that the human race is a bacteria on this planet.
In and of itself, it's a
bacteria. We are to the earth what the coronavirus is to us. What a horrible thought. At number 7, psychology and interpersonal relations. People are going nuts. It's getting tough. At first it was sort of like a benign snow day. It was sort of like, oh, we're all stuck in the, you know, but the realization is setting in that this can go on a long time.
Well, but the other side of it is how many people are filing for divorce.
Yeah.
Domestic violence reports are way up.
Yep.
That kind of stuff. That's kind of sad, but that's, you know, I guess you get into the nitty gritty of what, figuring out what your relationships are all about. All about.
Yeah. Well, people get on each other's nerves anyway. I mean, at one level we are social creature, and another level we're independent. So this is where those two forces that shape our nature, the human condition, are clashing. At number 6, we have U.S.-China relations and the World Health Organization. That's a major topic. You and I have talked about it a number of times. It is increasingly outside the realm of, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. As people are concerned about China's relationship to the coronavirus spread, either through misinformation or perhaps a larger degree of misdeeds. And the World Health Organization is now being defunded by President Trump in the U.S., and that's creating a whole level of discussion about the WHO's connection to China and to the handling of this situation, at least informationally at the start. Number five, a discussion about presidential authority under the Constitution. The president said that he is the ultimate authority. He walked that back when the governor said, no, we are the ones that open and close our state, whatever open and close means. And now the president has invoked a kind of an arcane clause in the Constitution giving him the power to adjourn Congress so he can push through his
appointments.
And
do you think he's doing that because he realized he's going to lose?
He's going to lose what?
In November? Because he thinks on his I mean, that discussion coupled isn't the fascinating, if I may interrupt you for...
No, sure.
...kind of add to this.
You're asking something I hadn't thought about.
Okay,
so,
good.
So
I like
go
that.
Ahead.
I don't want to be like everybody else you talk to. The other thing, although you've been asked this question probably a dozen times or more this week about Rush Limbaugh relinquishing his microphone to Donald Trump, what I thought of more deeply was how, you know, in, I'm not saying anything that hasn't been said or thought of behind closed doors, and maybe even publicly, you know, about Limbaugh and his health, and, you know, ultimately, at some point, whether it's sooner or later, Limbaugh is not going to be on the radio. So who is going to be there? How are they going to try to hold the audience? If Trump, for some reason, loses the election, you know, they pay Limbaugh a lot of money. I could see him paying a lot of money to Trump. I think Trump could hold that audience. What do you think?
Trump could hold the audience. Trump doesn't need Limbaugh's audience to have an audience.
No, he doesn't really. But I'm talking
Trump
about
is, it, Trump is
down the road.
Trump is bigger than Limbaugh.
Of course he is.
And he's bigger than Limbaugh even down the road. In other words, what I'm saying is somewhat of a an expert on radio and the radio business. Trump doesn't need that network. Trump could start his own television network.
Yeah,
he could start his own his own medium. He could be his own Bloomberg.
Yeah. Look at what the Obamas have done, by the way, to create a media empire out of nothing in a couple of short years.
And that's simply because they understand the power of the presidency even after the fact, and they're smart people. They're very, very savvy, smart, strategic thinkers. And Trump has a future. If Trump were to lose in November, he still has a future by virtue of his color, his platform, his personality, to do whatever the heck he wants.
Right, yeah.
Number three, we have health care. That's a major topic.
Are we still on the list? Excuse me.
I try to remember where I am
in life. Good for you. Thank you.
I cling to the spark of consciousness that tells me basically where I've been and where I'm going.
Yep.
And right now I'm working my way toward number one, and I'm at number four, the presidential race in politics. So Elizabeth Warren has endorsed Joe Biden, and now we're wondering, you know, because Biden promised to put a female, we're wondering whether it's Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, whether it's going to be Kamala Harris, whether it's going to be Michelle Obama, whether it's going to be Hillary Clinton, or whether it's going to be Joe Biden. There are a lot of people who think, well, some people think Biden should recruit Andrew Cuomo and forget his promise to put a woman on the ticket. Others say, hey, get rid of Biden. Let's put Andrew Cuomo and a woman on the ticket.
Yeah.
But I doubt that's going to happen. I do believe Andrew Cuomo has a place in presidential politics, but it won't be this year. But but anything can happen because, you know, Milwaukee is still many, many years away in the way time feels lately.
Yeah.
So many things can happen between now and then. And then again, they may not even be. There probably will not be a Milwaukee convention to begin with.
Yeah.
Healthcare.
So then who's
going
to pull the strings to get that job done?
We'll have a Zoom back room, you know. a bunch of guys with cigars in a smoke-filled Zoom room.
Ah, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Healthcare is at number three. Hospitals are like war zones. There's a scramble for equipment and accessories and clothing and masks, and that whole thing is going on, and that's a big, big, big part of the conversation. Number two, the economy and the CARES Act. Obviously, lives versus livelihood. When are we opening? When are we closing? Who's in charge? How can the economy hold up? The small business loan aspect of the CARES Act is out of money. Gone, all given away. It's what we're dealing with. And at number one, statistics and projections, the numbers. We keep talking about the numbers of death in the world, the numbers of death in the U.S., the number of projected cases, the number of people who have it, the number of people who have been cured. And there's your top 10 according to the research of talkers. Shall I do the people or you want to wait?
Why not? No, do people too.
All right, number 10, Boris Johnson, still being talked about. Xi Jinping, the head of China, at number 9. Number 8, Mitch McConnell. Nancy Pelosi's at 7. Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders is at 6, and maybe Elizabeth Warren could be considered for that slot as well. Gretchen Whitmer at number 5. Andrew Cuomo at number 4. Mike Pence at 3. Number 2, Dr. Tony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx. And number 1 is Donald Trump. And that rounds out a snapshot of the national conversation on talk shows around America.
Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine here with the charts the week of April 13th to the 17th. We'll talk more about some of the stories, the ancillary stories, things that are being discussed and how they're being discussed on News Talk Radio. Right now, though, in the interest of helping you take care of you, the folks at Calitrin are here to help you take care of you. And because your health matters, please consider using Calitrin, the methodology of weight loss that has been so successful for so many people for so long. If you want to have optimum health, lose the weight, keep it off, and you can do that categorically with Calitrin, the weight loss formula that doesn't involve any stimulants, doesn't involve any drugs. And by the way, 86% of the people who get on this program find success. Those numbers have been verified by hospital studies and university studies. Calitrin, therefore, is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Not a big leap to get there. That's how it works. Best deal they've ever offered to help you out. Lose the weight, get healthy. Go to toploss.com and use the code DJV for all your purposes.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedoms. And now, as we all fight the coronavirus, vulnerable veterans have little or no contact with their family or hospital volunteers and staff. Learn how you can help an isolated or sick veteran at HealVets.org. Help heal veterans with the support of citizens like you. Creates, manufactures, and distributes therapeutic art and crafts projects for our veterans and military at no charge to them. HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, now let's get on with the show. Let's get on with the show. Who is this? Ethel Merman?
Am I really dating myself?
Oh, Ethel Merman. There's no business like show, but you want to hear my Ethel Merman
imitation? Yes,
right.
I do.
There's no business like show, business like no business I know.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present the most credible voice in News Talk Radio.
Did I capture it?
Proving that he can sing as well.
Now, you should see me dance. Perform it live when I wear the wig and the heels.
Ah, absolutely. It's you know amazing. The story about me, Jerry Springer, and I opening up the beer hall in Cincinnati. You know that story, right?
No, I don't.
I never told you that story?
No. No, I have a feeling you're about to.
I am. This is quickie, though. This is quick. Because okay. People get a kick out of it because Jerry Springer, everybody knows kind of what his personality was. When I did afternoons in Cincinnati in the late 80s, early 90s on WCKY, Jerry was the evening news anchor. He and Nick Clooney, George Clooney's father, were the two major anchors in Cincinnati. Wow. So Springer, I tried to get Nick to come over and be on my program, and for whatever the reason, he didn't want to. So Springer never saw a microphone or a camera he didn't like. So as soon as I invited him to come over, every Friday afternoon, he'd come over and spend an hour with me talking about what was going on in Cincinnati. And apparently it created an interest. So there was a big beer hall that opened in Cincinnati, and they asked us to be the opening night, I don't know how you describe it, but they wanted us to do an act. So Springer came up with us doing Ebony and Ivory and karaoke. That was his.
You did Ebony and Ivory?
Ebony and Ivory and karaoke.
Which one? Who was
I'm not
Ebony.
Telling.
There's something unbalanced about that.
Yeah, oh yeah. This was a mic.
It sounds more like Ivory and Ivory.
Yeah, it was kind of, but anyway. That's my Jerry Springer story. Anyway,
how did that arise from my Ethel Merman imitation?
We were bad like Ethel Merman, like you're doing Ethel Merman. We were really that bad. We were just, and I can actually sing, although Kara and some of the other people around me, if I find the note, or hit the scale, I'm fine. I got to get to the pitch.
I can hit a ball out of Yankee Stadium if I swing and happen to hit the ball. You know,
congratulations.
You can sing if you find the note.
No, I got to find the pitch. I have to find the pitch. Get me on the pitch. Yeah.
Yeah, and the queen would be king, you know.
It could be, depending on whether she had a sex transplant operation.
But, no, but the fact is, so what song do you sing the best?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm giving you an opportunity here to make people forget about my singing debut on this program.
Too. Well, if I start singing, they'll forget about why we're here, which is to talk about what
the big issues
are. I think
I've already forgotten why we're here.
We do a regular morning program. All right, the president, let's see, I like Beatles tunes. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
she loves you,
good.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was almost as good as Pat Boone's version of Wapabalula, La
Wapabalula,
Rudy. Oh, Rudy. Yeah, that was.
We have a thing that I do on the DJV program. And Kara, Kara Schellen is the producer of this program, has been for a number of years. We do something on the DJV show every Thursday. It's called Throwback Thursday, in which we present the top five songs from a particular year. And I always like to sing along with some of them. I do better than others. But it's really a chance for me to return to those thrilling days of yesteryear when you and I were both disc jockeys back in the 60s and 70s. And we could get away with singing, which...
I never got away with singing.
Never?
Really? No.
Well, you got away with Ethel Merman there for a minute.
Well, yeah, but I already felt the carpeting moving under my feet and that hook around my neck.
I feel the earth move under my feet. Da, 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 da.
Wow, that was great.
You like that?
Oh, yeah.
She has fabulous hands. You know, she milks goats, too. Did you know that?
Find out. I have no way of knowing.
Carol King milks goats. Yep, I do, though. We'll get back to the charts in a few moments here. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, believe it or not.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now, you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Do you have a dog? Would you like to develop your dog's hidden intelligence to eliminate bad behavior and create the obedient, well-behaved pet of your dreams? A woman named Adrienne Ferricelli, a professional certified dog trainer, has helped hundreds of dog owners train their dogs to be well-behaved, obedient, loving pets.
Yes, good job.
By bringing out the hidden intelligence inside the dogs, you can quickly eliminate any behavioral problem your dog has, no matter how badly you think it's ingrained, no matter what kind of dog you have, with the mental stimulation that Adrienne teaches, your dog will listen to you and understand what you want it to do. Bad behaviors simply fade away as more desirable ones appear in their place.
Oh, he's such a good boy.
So if you want to check out this remarkable dog training system, just visit realbusinessbargains.com. That's realbusinessbargains.com. realbusinessbargains.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Protests held in dozens of cities across the nation over the weekend against governors issuing stay-at-home orders because of the coronavirus pandemic. And President Trump said at yesterday's coronavirus briefing he does agree that some efforts being made by governors to stop the spread of COVID-19 are too extreme.
Some governors have gone too far. Some of the things that happened are maybe not so appropriate. And I think in the end it's not going to matter because we're starting to open up our states. And I think they're going to open up very well.
The chairman of the National Association of Governors, Maryland's Larry Hogan, says,
"Look, we're doing everything we possibly can to reopen in a safe manner, but I don't think it's helpful to encourage demonstrations and encourage people to go against the president's own policy."
Hogan spoke on CNN's State of the Union, and this is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Let's move back into the week of April's 13th to the 17th. According to the info, Talkers Magazine has confirmed that this week has been April 13th to the 17th. We got that much. And they've confirmed what the big stories are during the research period that they have. Listening to the stations, talking to the hosts, that sort of thing. We have the people list. We have Michael. By the way, if you go to talkers.com, you can always find this list. And you can listen to the Talkers Radio, see Talkers Television, and get not only Michael's perspective, but lots of other perspectives on what's going on. So it's the news conversation about this wonderful world of talk radio. So, Michael, if you were a talk radio programmer, what would you be urging your host to cover? What does the audience want right now? What does it need? And what will it respond to?
Honest information. Mm-hmm. Honest information and uplifting companionship. Truth, information, clarity, no-nonsense, nonsense in terms of, you know,
partisan. We can't sing our do our.
No, no, that's fun. I don't regret that. I regret seeking victory for the, you know, at the expense of truth, still beating some of those dead horses that are not relevant at the moment.
Right, yeah.
And that's what I think the key word in the media today, whether it's talk radio or the news or television or newspapers, is honesty. Doesn't mean you have to have the same opinion as everybody else, but go at it in an honest way. Don't do it in a pandering way. Don't tell people what you think they want to hear for the sake of having them like you.
Yeah.
That's what got us into this problem to begin with in terms of every damn thing is polarized. Why can't we discuss items of mutual interest at a time when the world is at war with an invisible enemy and still turn every damn element of the conversation into a partisan battle? That is not healthy. So that's what I would encourage if I were the programmer, meaning for the people listening to this,
right,
the director of the station or show, that's what I would encourage them to do, and that's what I try to do.
I think awareness, as far as fooling around is concerned,
I'm sorry to jump in, but as far as fooling around is concerned, that's just a normal thing. Go ahead with your comment. I'm sorry.
Well, I think that is part of it. I mean, you and I have a relationship that goes back decades, and so we would not be being genuine if we didn't share who we were together and who we are individually. That's part of having companionship, which we were just talking about. Uplifting companionship. I love that phrase. Uplifting companionship. That's something that we really, if we take nothing away from our conversation today, what News Talk Radio and Personality Radio ought to be about, full service radio, is uplifting companionship so that you'll feel better when you turn the radio off than you did when you turned it on. And part of it is being more aware of the situation for sure. It doesn't mean you have to accept what's going on. It just means that you need to be aware fully. And we have really lost our ability to get that done because we've depended. When we call it News Talk Radio, we depend on the news. And it's hard for us to depend on the reports. There's a difference between the news and the reporting that is going on in the sort of guise, under the guise of it being news. You agree with that statement?
Well, I agree with it in a theoretical sense. I don't agree with you that we've lost the ability to get that done. I mean, you have this broad strokes condemnation of the field. I don't feel
Well, let me give you an example. Okay, then I'll give you a specific example of what I mean when it comes to that and how it is that we don't really know what's going on. And putting two and two together, having people that have some intellectual stimulation that can do this. The Chinese government owns a company called WH Brands. The WH Group purchased Smithfield Pork Products, and Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs are part of that deal. They're a separate company. There are three or four companies under the banner of Smithfield Foods. This week, Smithfield declared bankruptcy. You'll remember 2.5 years ago that this Chinese group, the WH Group, bought Smithfield, the largest pork producer in the world, from the family that owns, they still have a small percentage, but this Wuhan group, that's the WH's Wuhan group. They're headquartered in Wuhan. So the company's filing for bankruptcy. Here we have the Chinese Communist Party, the Chinese government responsible for the biggest problem the world may have ever faced in a singular way, and yet these people have the brass to file to get government aid to help build them bail out of the problem that they created. And we consider it. Listen, I mean, think about this. We're borrowing money from them, our money that they got in the first place because we did business with them. They have ruined the world's economy with this the coronavirus, and they bought companies like Smithfield. The government here, Justice Department, allowed them to buy it, and they now have gone bankrupt. They've closed down the city of Sioux Falls, Idaho, Sioux Falls, North Dakota. They basically changed the landscape of the whole state, and they're applying for bailout. And are we going to give it to them? I mean, think about the cycle there. Am I crazy? Or you put all of these things together, it really is astonishing.
And who knows?
No, I'm not up to speed on that story, but you've mentioned things about the pork industry before and the connection to China. So, I mean, that's one of many inequities in terms of the relationship between the U.S. and China, and the chickens are coming home to roost, so to speak.
But the people don't know. You said you're not familiar with it. I understand that. Maybe because I'm a farmer and I study this stuff and I'm on top of it, and I'm on the Farmer Relief Fund website trying to figure out how farmers are going to get bailed out because they need it more than anybody else. And who knows what's going to come out of that because all the money is gone. That's one of the other things. Number two story this week is the economy. The 360 billion dollars set aside, gone. It's all been used up. Mm-hmm. It hasn't been distributed yet, but it's all been spoken for. So now the government is trying to figure out how to take care of the many businesses that still need help but didn't get jolly on the spot fast enough. So they're trying to pass another bailout, and they're fighting about putting other things into the bill. So is this serving? I mean, is that being reported well? That's maybe a good question. Is that being reported well?
It's being reported as evidenced by the fact that the economy and the CARES Act are number two in terms of the amount of conversation, just behind statistics and projections. So yeah, it's being talked about. It's being reported. No individual has a handle on the details the way an expert in each field would have. But that's the way it always is. That's why we have experts. The problem is when the experts become polarized and political, and the experts become hacks and shills for political interests, and when the experts don't know what they're talking about, then you have a problem. We see that often. Some fields, the experts naturally argue. I mean, to think that there's one point of view across the board in the health field among health professionals or among scientists, that's a huge mistake. You talk to two different doctors, you get two different perspectives. So when we get a thing like this, it gets murky. And then, unfortunately, it becomes politicized. And that's the politicizing of some of these issues, whether it's the farming situation or whether or not we should prescribe certain drugs before they are vetted by the tests and things of that nature. It becomes political. If Trump is for it, then some people are against it. If Nancy Pelosi is for it, then some people are against it without even studying what it is. It becomes politicized. That's where it's dangerous.
Yeah, I think danger is danger, danger, Will Robinson, kind of under the circumstances. Yeah. Yeah.
But any one of these little stories, such as the one that you said, and when I say little, I mean only in relationship to the big picture of how much information is swirling around. Of course, most people don't know the details. You're a farmer, so you're particularly focused on issues of farming. People that are in retail are particularly focused on that. People in the restaurant business, particularly focused on that. The services industry, the transportation industry, the hotel business, the convention business. Everybody sees it from their perspective because they know about it. Our society and the world today is so complex that it's amazing that things run okay even during normal times.
Yeah, right.
Isn't it?
Oh, yeah. The complexities of just what technology brings to us and how most every business is run with a grab-ass mentality. And yet, look at the government. I mean, look at this week with the president asking 200 people to serve on a council. What's it called? The Opening Our Country Council. Mm-hmm. And the process was so confusing. A lot of people didn't even know that they were on it. I think Mark Cuban said, really? I'm on it?
I think, is Vince McMahon or his wife
McMahon
on it?
McMahon is on it, yep. McMahon's on the council. Yes, he is, along with all the Republican senators except for Mr. Romney, because he doesn't like the president doesn't like him.
Yeah. So. But, of course, in cases like that, it's more about the announcing of the council. The reason that none of these guys know they're on it is because it's never going to meet. It's a photo opportunity or a soundbite opportunity. And Donald Trump plays this thing fast and loose by the seat of his pants. And he's being exposed for not having his act together in many areas of administering, which he hadn't counted on when he brought his talent to Washington. And that's what's happening right now.
Yeah.
We're in a different era than the era that led to the election of Donald Trump. And that doesn't mean he's going to fail. It doesn't mean he's going to fail, but it means he's got to prove himself all over. Donald Trump is running against the coronavirus. He's not running against Biden. He's not running against anybody but himself and how he handles this crisis. That is what it's come down to.
Yep, spoken very well. Can we help you to help yourself for a moment? We have you covered when it comes to getting money. You've gotten your check perhaps for $1,200. How about an extra $5,000 from the government? Everybody can use this kind of help these days. Get an extra $5,000 back from your prior year's tax returns. Join the many thousands of people who have contacted the Family Tax Service to get their tax returns analyzed to see if they can't get $5,000 or $6,000 or more. Learn the story about how, find out how you can get this extra money. Dial 800-262-0318. Again, 800-262-0318.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Kriebel.
Magnet schools serve many Connecticut communities with primarily Black and Hispanic students. So to ensure racial integration, rules were adopted requiring at least 25% of new students to be white or Asian. One school in New Haven had to close because it could not meet those requirements. And in Hartford, Black and Hispanic students have been turned away. A brave group called the Connecticut Parents Union is suing the state because its enrollment standards discriminate. Discriminating against any group is wrong because it misses the greatest lesson of the American Civil Rights Movement, that people should not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. America's first principle is that all people are created equal, and our policies ought to reflect that.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all, but many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
I want my own website, but I don't know where to start.
Start at Pear. Pear offers hosting plans that are perfect for someone who's just starting out.
But I'm not really tech savvy.
Not to worry. Pear has WordPress hosting packages.
What's WordPress?
It's web software that even a beginner can use to create a beautiful website.
So where do I start? Pear.com?
Pear.com. As in, we make a perfect pair.
Pear Networks Web Hosting. Tell your friends.
All right, so they have, they being the folks at Talkers Magazine, go to talkers.com and you get the info about the MH interview this week. There are a couple of interviews, actually. One of them is kind of an inside show with John McConnell, who's a great radio, he's an agent now, but he ran ABC.
Oh, it's a fascinating story because Sean Hannity and Dr. Mehmet Oz saved his life.
Uh-huh.
It has to do the hydroxychloroquine debate.
Yep. Yeah.
And I'm really pushing, not because I'm promoting our website, because frankly I don't care if you go to it or not for numbers. I want you to listen to this interview at talkers.com with John McConnell. Journalistically, I am more proud of this than anything I've done in maybe a year or two. Mm-hmm. It is just an amazing story. Human interest, it's informative, and it's full of radio stuff that radio listeners alike. So
right.
It's talkers.com.
Yeah. And he's, by the way, somebody I've been close with him for a long time. He's a very good guy. Mm-hmm. And he listens to us on the station of Vero Beach. So, as a matter of fact, I bet he's listening right now. I would bet on it. He's listening right now to WTTV. 10 before the hour. Michael Harrison, thank you.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
One of our heroes is Victoria Keelan, because she's got the in-the-know, on-the-go when it comes to information that will help you in the technology sector. So let's go through the top 5 items this week from her research, starting at number 5, the Airbnb virtual experience that you can have. If you can't travel, you can travel, in a manner of speaking.
Yeah, in a sense, you actually can. This is great for families. Families are really looking. I see all the time moms and dads posting online that if they've got young kids in the house who are, you know, kind of have cabin fever, they're really looking for different things to do. This is a great thing. So this is on Airbnb's website. It's called Experiences, and you can do all kinds of things. Cooking classes, bartending, virtual farm tours is a big thing. Doug, you should totally get on that. Yeah. Virtual bike tours, wine tasting classes, makeup tutorials, tarot cards, readings, comedy shows, things like that. And the nice thing is it's very affordable. So per person for the activities, they start from just like $2, $3, $6, and then they go up to $65 for the more expensive things like wine tasting, things like that. But it's all the classes are done on Zoom, and Airbnb is providing approved hosts with paid access that's going to be free for them. So it's really a great way for people to still make a little bit of money if they are Airbnb hosts. And it's like I said, it's a great thing to do. Lots of family-friendly things. You don't even need to get in the car, and you can go and take a virtual tour of a farm or an animal sanctuary. It's really, really neat. So I would highly recommend that one.
All right, good. Number 4, Apple has unveiled something new.
Apple has unveiled their new budget iPhone, and this is the SE model. They haven't had an SE since 2016, so 4 years later they decided, probably appropriate for the times right now, that maybe people don't want to spend $1,100 on a new phone, so the new SE model will start at $399, and which is a lot less than the $1,099, which is what the 11 Pro Max is right now. This is a smaller phone, but it has 4K video, it's got a Retina HD display, Touch ID, and apparently, according to Tim Cook, the best single camera system that they've ever put into an iPhone. It also has the same battery life as an iPhone 8. It ships on the 24th of April. So this is a great, great deal if you're looking for a budget entry into iPhone.
Number three, stop sharing your info, please, especially
this
pictures.
Yeah, so on Instagram and Facebook, this hashtag class of 2020 thing, people are posting their senior yearbook photos somehow in solidarity to the seniors in high school and college who will not be able to have a graduation this year. The problem is, this is giving so much information away that people don't even realize. Hackers can take this information, they know what high school you went to, they know the mascot, they know what town you're from, they know what year you graduated. You might as well just give them your social security number at this point. So if you're doing this and you really feel the need to, make sure your passwords are changed and updated, and if you're on Facebook, make sure you have activated the two-factor authentication for extra security.
All right, number two, Verizon is, I take my foot out of my mouth whenever I say anything good about Verizon, so you can take it from there.
Well, we don't know if this is good yet, but Verizon is launching a new tool to help customers troubleshoot their own issues, and because right now we know that Verizon made the announcement last week that they will no longer do new installs of Internet, and they will not send a technician into your house. If there's something outside of your house, that you can find a repairman for that, and they will send a service person out and investigate it, but anything that's inside your house, no bueno. So this is the way to troubleshoot on your own. Anything that you can do on your own, this is a virtual tool that will allow you to link up with a Verizon tech person so you can send them pictures of things, like you can snap a picture on your phone and send it within this chat box, and that way they can try to help you troubleshoot. I don't know how effective this is going to be. It's something, I guess, but a lot of people who have real issues with their Verizon or with their Internet in general, they typically they will need more help than on their own. Yeah. So
the average bunny. Right. Yeah. Okay, number one this week in terms of tech stories, this is a Sling job. Get it?
Yeah, I guess. Well, Sling TV, this is something that is really cool, and a lot of people are catching on to this now. Sling is providing free TV from 5 p.m. to midnight every single night as part of this initiative that we're all supposed to stay at home. So starting now, new Sling TV customers can register for the service. It's called Happy Hour Across America. You don't need to enter a credit card. You don't have to cancel anything. This is completely free if you are new to Sling. You'll get access to their Blue service, which is the plan that normally is $30 a month. So it gives you 32 live channels, and it's you can upgrade if you want to pay for it, but it includes Disney, ESPN, a lot of movie offerings and things like that. So I think it's a great way for Sling to get their name out there and get people to start cutting the cord from cable. You can save a whole lot of money.
Information provided by Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. Tech Talk time is 59 past the hour.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.